There is a time to bid goodbye to the old and the ordinary, and to awaken the beauty within. That time is now. It is time to wake up and take charge of life. Awaken to a new way of thinking. Awakening with Brahma Kumaris.
Namaskar. Welcome to Awakening with Brahma Kumaris. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti.
Our topic today is Happiness Unlimited. Sister Shivani, the other day, last episode, we spoke about me hurting somebody and somebody getting hurt, and my way of speaking was not good at all. And if you tell me that, it's not my responsibility that I've hurt the other person, it is that person who's taken the hurt, yes, then what will happen? I'll go on doing this and that, and I tell myself, I cannot hurt anybody and nobody can hurt me. They hurt themselves.
It's my responsibility the way I speak. It's my responsibility that I change my way of speaking to whatever I think is more comfortable. That's my responsibility. Even if you speak the most sweetest words, there can be someone who will get hurt.
But he meant this sweetly. Though he was nice, I could feel the vibrations. She meant this. She wanted to remind me, tell me very sweetly something.
So, it's not about the way I speak. Yes, I have to work on myself. I have to work on my thinking, my speaking, my behaving. Hmm. But I have to work on myself in reference to myself. The competition is with me. The parameter is what I am going to set.
How do I get over that guilt of hurting somebody?
This is the thing, the guilt. The guilt will never let me transform.
But I feel guilty when I hurt you.
For example, I feel guilty when I hurt you. You've said something to me and now I am hurt.
And I am guilty.
And you're guilty. So no good comes out of anything. And then we can carry the hurt and the guilt for...
But you have to give a solution to the person who's hurt and the person who's guilty.
So right now, here are two people. You have not spoken to me properly. I am hurt and you are guilty. Okay? Now, spiritually looking at the same scenario, I understand that I have created my hurt. So I work on myself. Okay? How I will do it, that's going to be my internal process, changing my thoughts. Even if the last resort could be, okay, fine, they said this, but I don't care. I'm going to take care of myself. I don't care what they think about me. If there's just no other positive talk that I can give to myself, then the last thought would be, I don't care what they're saying to me. I have to still take care of myself. They have a reason why they're talking like this.
Then you can always give an explanation to yourself that if I'm hurt, I'm hurting myself more.
Yes.
And I'm losing the moment, the present moment. I'm still going to live in that pain in past, and I'm going to hurt myself more and more. And when I'm hurt, I have all the chances to hurt other people because I'm not in a good mood. I'm not stable.
So this is my self-counseling first.
So each of us has to self-counsel.
Absolutely.
That's what I'm asking you.
See, again, that's why two people will have to do it for themselves. So I am hurt, so I will do it for myself and heal myself. Now on your side of the table, you are feeling guilty for having done it. If you feel guilty, a lot of people say guilt will give rise to realization.
Hmm.
You have to be guilty to realize that what you have done is wrong. Realization and guilty do not go hand in hand. Realization means I did this and next time I will not do it. Full stop.
If you do it next time, that means you have
not realized. Realized. Our Dadiji of the Brahma Kumaris, the chief administrative head, she gives a very beautiful word. She said, real eyes.
That's right. R-E-A-L, real. E-Y-E-S,
eyes. Yeah, the real eyes of looking at things.
The eyes.
This eye now.
The third eye.
Yes, the real eyes. So look at people through the real eyes. Look at yourself through the real eyes. You'll see everything clearly. So realize guilty is not realize. Realize means, the founder of the organization used to say, realization means once done and never done again. Then you've realized. If you're going to keep on making the same mistake again and say, I'm in the process of realization, then you've never realized it. You haven't realized it.
Wrongized it.
So realized means I'm not going to do it again. But to not do it again, I need strength. Today you spoke to me in a wrong manner. You were a little rude, let's say. And now you realize that this was not the way to speak. I could have said this in a better way. Okay, so that's a realization. Now realization means never again the same way of talking. Not only to me, to anyone. That's realization. Realization will not be person specific. So realization is, this is the way I spoke and I'm never going to speak like this to anyone now. Realization. But to implement this realization, you need tremendous strength. You need power. We spoke about willpower. I create a thought and I should be able to implement it. To implement this, I, the soul, need to be very strong. But if I keep creating these thoughts, I spoke like this. Was this way of talking? I shouldn't have said this. I always do this. How much ever I decide, I just can't do it. Wastage of energy.
No, but also confirming that I'll never improve.
Yeah, so depleting my
cursing
energy.
Cursing your own self.
Yes. Even if I'm creating a thought, I promise myself I'll never do this again. I'm definitely going to try next time. I'm never going to be talking like this again. But I've depleted so much energy. I've created so many waste and negative thoughts. I'm in so much pain that the next time a situation triggers, again I'm going to speak the same way.
Now, what you say is right. I have made a promise that I'll never speak like this again. I want to improve. For that, we need some strength. Now, please tell us how to get that energy, the depleted and this thing, and the battery which is low, to re-energize your battery and the strength and the willpower to do what you just promised.
First and foremost, be convinced that you're doing it for yourself and not for them.
Okay.
Just because I say to you that you hurt me, don't try and change yourself.
No, I'm feeling guilty that I really did.
You're realizing that what you did was wrong. So now you want to change yourself, not for other people, but changing myself for me. The process of change requires three things. I want to change, first and foremost. Unless I want to change, no one in the world can change me.
I want to, I must, and I need to, and I need help.
I want to change. Why should I change? I need a reason for that.
Because I feel bad if I don't change. I feel guilty, and I just do not like to hurt other people.
So now you have a reason why you want to change.
I want to be a better person.
So want is also there. The why is also there.
And the realization is there.
Is there. Now the third will be how to change.
This is more important.
Want and why is more important. Okay. A lot of people are doing workshops, trainings, reading books on how to change. And there's no change.
Okay.
Because the want and the why to change is not there.
Availability of how to change is much more than I want
to. The desire to want to change. Because deep down inside, my deep belief system is, I'm fine the way I am. People may be saying I'm not right, but I think I'm fine. I had a reason for the way I spoke to them. So that want to change is not there. So first step is always the want to change. And the second is, why do I want to change? I have to answer myself. People come to us, they say, we want to learn meditation. I said, really, why? They say, they will start thinking, why do I want to learn meditation? No, so-and-so told me that I should learn meditation. I said, so? So you want to learn meditation? Everyone's talking about it. We seem to be reading everywhere about it. I think it'll do me good. I'll relax. so I want to do meditation. The why is not clear, they'll never be able to do it. So till the want and the why is not clear, the how doesn't work.
Well, I've been hurting people and I've been talking rudely, probably not very nicely, or in a good manner. And after doing this, I feel bad.
I feel bad.
So I want to change. I want to feel good.
Because I've inflicted enough pain on myself.
Yes, so I want to be a better person.
Good. So my want is done and my why is done.
Then
how is very easy.
That's what
how is I will get up every morning and first program my mind. Because I'm changing the operating system.
Okay.
I'm changing my operating system now. My earlier operating systems were, this is the way to talk, I am so and so, so what if I talk like this to people, and all those reasons that were there, the belief systems. So I'm gradually changing my operating system. I am a pure conscient being, and so is the person who I'm talking to. They could be playing the role of a driver, a cook, my worker, my gardener, my child, but they're just another.
My wife, my secretary, my so many.
They're playing all these roles, but I, the pure being, is talking to another pure being.
Okay, we'll have to repeat this because it's very interesting. I never thought from that angle. I was thinking of a person to person. So these are also actors like me in the drama called life, where they are also playing a part. And we are equal. Nobody is small or big,
you know, in the drama.
In the drama of life.
When you do films, and let's say you're playing the top boss of the company, and there are another actor who's playing your security guard there, but you're very clear that's just his role. Do you start treating him like that, talking rudely to him? No, you know he's another actor of your fraternity, playing the role of a security guard, playing the role of a driver in that movie.
If that person is not there, I can't make them complete the movie. We
important,
need every actor.
Important is within the film, the people who are playing different roles, how do you connect to them and relate to them, and how do you treat them? Do you start talking to them as if they were your driver? No. You talk to them with the same respect and the dignity. I'm an actor and so is he. It's just that in this particular film, I'm playing the boss and he's playing my driver. But we are both equal actors.
And probably sometimes a senior actor plays my driver's role and I call him sir. Yes sir, please sit down sir, would like to have something.
Is that possible to do it? Does it come easy? Very easy.
It's just normal. He's doing a role.
Simple.
He's my senior actor.
The same thing now. When you go back home and you see the gardener, just remember, he's the same, another pure being. In this birth, he's playing the role of a gardener.
Is it possible to do it? Because probably I'm unaware of it. Now you can't be aware of it 24 hours.
It's just a remembrance. And I have to remind myself again and again. When I asked you that with your actors, is this easy? You said it's so normal. Why normal?
Because I know it.
You know it. So now we know this. This is spirituality. You know it. It's the truth. What if I come onto that film set and I see you dressed as a top boss and I see the other one dressed as a driver and I do not know that these both are actors just playing different roles? Then I'm just going to treat that person like a driver and not talk to him properly. And then you say, he's an actor, just playing the role of a driver. And I say, acha, and I change.
Oh, he's won so many national awards and this, and suddenly you change.
You change because you've got fresh information. Now this is spirituality. This is spirituality. Information, they are not the role. They are actors just like you. All of you are the same, all of you are equal, pure, conscient beings, and on this drama, playing different roles. And the minute I understand this, my perspective, my way of looking, thinking, behaving, everything will change. the role will be different, but the respect, the dignity is not for the role, it's for the actor playing the role. You're still the boss and he's still your driver. But when the consciousness is we both are actors, the respect and the dignity is for the soul playing the role of the driver. Once I understand this, I don't have to do too much effort.
I'm not able to take it. I'm not able to believe that I can just go and see a person who's cleaning the street or cleaning my bathrooms or, just to see that he's an actor. It's going to be difficult because...
It should come very easy to you because you're doing it the whole day. You're anyways doing it in the limited drama. Now you're going to do it in the unlimited drama.
For happiness, unlimited.
That's all. You're anyways doing it in the 3-hour drama. Now you're going to do it in the unlimited drama. That's all. That's just that. Somebody in a movie is playing the role of your wife. So, you can't just order her and abuse her just because she's your wife. No, she's an actor playing the role of my wife. He's my son, so I can just shout at him? No, no. He's an actor playing the role of my son. He's playing a role. Similarly, my wife at home is a pure conscient being, and in this lifetime, she's playing the role of my wife.
How beautiful. If I accept my daughter-in-law the same way.
Absolutely. Now this is the consciousness. Then it won't be, she's my daughter-in-law, she should speak like this, behave like this, do like this. No, no, no.
Pure so being. Many expectations are gone.
Many expectations are over.
And this then life becomes easy.
Because it simpler, switches better. To accepting people as they are.
If I can do this, life will be so beautiful.
Natural. It will be natural. It will be flowing.
It's not to be just believed to be believed. It's the truth.
It's the truth. Isn't it the truth? Where is it anywhere there's a problem in this now? It's the truth. Each one who I am with are pure souls playing different roles. It's just that when I was role conscious, I am so and so, I looked at everybody just as a role. But when I am soul conscious, when I understand I am the actor and so are all of them, the ego, this is where the ego drops. If I am a father-in-law talking to my daughter-in-law, then there are lots of do's and don'ts and rights and wrongs.
Yeah, it's just like when I was speaking earlier, that a senior actor who will play the role of my driver, and I will just stand up when he comes and says, please sir, after you sir. And if I forget that he is also a senior actor playing a role...
How would you treat him?
Forgetting would be very costly.
That is why it's being so costly today. And that's why we call this program Awakening, because we have forgotten all these things.
I just have to understand and believe the truth.
Yes.
That you and I are playing the role of, you playing a role of Sister Shivani, I am playing the role of Suresh Oberoi, and we are sitting together. But basically, we are two pure souls.
Now, will you have to make effort to talk properly? Will you have to take effort not to get angry?
Do I have to convince myself?
I'm experiencing it the whole day that I'm energy. The energy which thinks, which feels, which decides and then performs through this body.
From childhood till now, if I have not done this, now I need some kind of a thing, no? Some kind of a technique or some reminder.
You know, if we meet someone who's lost their memory, memory lapse. So how do we remind them?
You go on telling them.
Go on telling them every day. Very gradually, little by little, keep on prodding and remind them. Now this is what is spirituality. Every morning at the Brahma Kumaris, we have about 8,500 centers all over the world. So every morning, all of us go to the center. We have our daily spiritual lesson. And all that spiritual lesson does is remember who you are. You are a pure, conscient being. You are the child of that Supreme Father. Every morning, remember. This is why we go for the daily spiritual lesson. Because then during the day, if we don't pay attention, we again have the risk of falling off to sleep, again forgetting. And then again next morning is that lesson, and it again goes, wake up, remember, remember who you are. This is the journey of life. The waking up.
Awakening with Brahma Kumaris.
Yes. But once we understand it, there's a shift. Now this is where the belief system has shifted. That I am not the role. I am an actor, a pure being playing this role. Shift in the belief system. Now when you go home and you meet the same family, try and see them through a different belief system. Earlier it was, I am the husband, I am the father, I am so and so. Now, a new belief system.
I should speak less. I should talk only when they ask me. I should not interfere. Shoulds and do's and don'ts kill me.
So much
so many rules. Pressure? I am not able to live happily.
Because it's not natural.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I wanted to use that word. Not naturally.
It's not natural.
It's so artificial.
It's pretense.
Artificial and pretense tires you.
Yes.
It
drains your energy. And yet, how much ever we pretend, it's not that always everyone is happy with us.
And they also understand you're pretending.
But they are also pretending. When I'm natural, I send out the right energy. And the beautiful part is, when you shift your consciousness, it has an immediate impact on the consciousness of the opposite person. Immediate. Consciousness is energy. You know, when two people meet, it's like their auras interact first before they start talking to each other. So if you've changed your aura, your consciousness, the vibration that you're carrying around you, it immediately has an impact on the vibration of the person you meet.
But that fellow's aura is the same, no? If I have changed...
Go to America, meet someone, and just prepare yourself with the consciousness, I am an Indian. He will immediately be into the consciousness, I am an American. Meet someone with the consciousness, I am a male. She will immediately feel in front of you, oh, I am a female, and move away. Meet someone with the consciousness, I am a Hindu. And they will immediately be in the consciousness, I am a Muslim, I am a Christian. Be in the consciousness, I am a father. And immediately the child will be, I am the child. Be in the consciousness, I am a pure being. Immediately the opposite person will be.
This can be a lovely meditation.
A pure being. Yeah. Yes, it is.
This can be a lovely meditation. So be in the consciousness of I am a...
pure being, a pure soul.
And the other person also can?
Because it's your vibrations which will travel.
But the person doesn't even know that he's a pure... He's been thinking, I'm this body then.
But he is now. So because it's the truth, that consciousness will get awakened.
Even if he doesn't have this knowledge, what we're speaking about?
Absolutely. If you're your natural self and your comfortable self, the person you're interacting with becomes natural. Why? Let's say how you're taking care of how you have to behave as a father. Your son is also taking a lot of care how he has to behave as a son when he is with you. But when you're natural, when you're comfortable, then you do not have expectations from him. So you accept him as he is. When you accept him as he can be what he is. He doesn't have to pretend. Because his behavior is not going to hurt you anymore. So he can be his natural self.
Why will his behavior not hurt me, even if he is a pure soul and he is shouting at somebody, maybe on the phone, or maybe his wife, and I do not like it?
You do not, you tell him that that's not the right way of talking, but you're not hurt, because now you've understood, I create my hurt, and people's behavior, even if it's the immediate family, cannot create a fluctuation here. I remain stable and then say what I have to say. Doesn't mean I stop saying.
Do you think if I start looking at my family as players and this on this earth, in the world, in the drama called life, and if I look at them as pure souls, it'll make an impact through the aura, they'll start also doing that to me?
It's a 360 degree shift. Absolute shift from ego consciousness to the soul consciousness, from the acquired self to the original self.
If I look at that person as a pure being, soul, and honestly believe it and behave, I'll get in reciprocate the same thing, I'll get in return the same
because
kind of...
Because the energy that you send out is the energy that you get back. simple. At the Brahma Kumaris, we have a beautiful, motto or slogan which says, when we change, the world changes. Don't try and change the world. We cannot change them. When we change, the world changes. And the world means my world.
How do you improve your intention and how do you improve your inner thing and how can the love, you're filled with love. Let's speak about this in our next episode. I want to understand how should I be filled with love so that I give this kind of energy all over and make at least a peaceful life.
For myself and for everyone around.
Forget everyone. If I make for myself and you make for yourself, the other person make for himself. So finally the whole world be a nice place.
When we change, the world changes.
Okay. What about a meditation on this?
Let's sit back. And let's look at the drama of our life. On the stage, I am the creator, the director, the script writer and the actor playing this role. Totally in command, choosing my thoughts and the lines I have to say, directing the way the role has to be played, but consciousness very clear, it's just a role. My partner, my children, my friends, actors in this drama with me. They are directors, script writers, playing the roles that has been allotted to them. It's their role and they're going to choose their script. I'm concentrating on mine. Clear understanding. The actor is pure, conscient being, a pure soul, playing the role of my child, the role of my spouse. It's just a role. My relationship is not with the role. My relationship is with the actor, the pure soul. I, the pure being, relate, connect and exchange energy with another pure being. This is my relationship. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti.
No one can hurt me. And I do not hurt anyone. My behavior can be a trigger for others. I need to change my behavior, but I cannot take responsibility of their hurt. It is their creation. People can hold us responsible for their pain, but if we create guilt, then it is negative energy. It depletes our power and hence we are not able to transform. Realization means a mistake once is not to be repeated. To bring about a transformation, I need to know why I want to change. What about myself do I want to change? And how do I want to change? Unless the why and what to change is clear, the how will not get implemented. Everyone around me is an actor, and each one is playing their role. Each actor is a pure being. Let me, the pure being, interact with another pure being, not interact with them on the basis of their roles. When we are natural in our relationships and accept others as they are, it gives them the freedom to be their natural selves. When I am soul conscious, my consciousness triggers the same consciousness in others and they are able to experience their purity. If you wish to discuss your problem or have a question to ask or want to know your nearest Raj Yoga Meditation Center, write to us at awakeningwithbks@gmail.com or call us on 099-99-744-555. Om Shanti.